Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I love to tell you what God's doing around the world, and yesterday I started telling you about our SOAP ministry in the country of Uganda, and SOAP is Sorority Orphans Assistant Project. And there we have a church and a Christian school and many outreaches, and then an orphanage with 58 young people in the orphanage. And God has used some of those young people to go on to Bible college and then into other ministries around the country of Uganda. Well, today I want to tell you about the kitchen. I just found this very interesting myself. Before the school bell rings and long before lessons start, the heartbeat of SOAP is already hard at work in the kitchen. Every day, our faithful cooks rise early to prepare nourishing, wholesome meals for the children entrusted to our care. The kitchen may not stand in the spotlight, but it's one of the greatest blessings of the ministry here. For many of our children, the meals served here are the most consistent and balanced meals they receive. Strong bodies help build attentive minds, and attentive minds are ready to learn both life skills and the truths of God's Word. And some of the staple foods are beans, which is a rich source of protein and iron, and then posho. Now, I've eaten posho. It's like cornmeal. It's a filling staple that provides energy for active minds and growing bodies. And then pasted greens, and that's greens with groundnuts or peanut sauce, and it's packed with vitamins and nutrients. In a place where food insecurity is common, a dependable plate of warm food is more than a meal. It's a stability and a dignity and a daily reminder of God's provision. And the Bible says, "The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing." Now, Ms. Guyman shares about some of the children there at SOAP. In most of the newsletters, they try to introduce a little bit about some of the different young people who've been through the orphanage. And Eribu Martin, he has two siblings also there, Helen and Isaku, who graduated from our vocational program a year ago. And he's the last of his siblings still remaining here in SOAP. And his favorite subject is math. And he loves to play football, which is a very common thing there. But he wants to be a driver, a car, truck. And his favorite verse is John chapter 3 and verse 16. And then they rejoice also in those who've been saved. We rejoice in the goodness of the Lord for two recent salvation decisions among our children. That's hope. Owang Justin and Okongo Rebecca each came to their Sunday school teacher expressing a desire to understand how they could be saved. After their teacher and one of the missionaries carefully explained the gospel and assured they understood its message, both children expressed their faith and said with certainty, "Yes, I want to be saved." And what a joy it is to see young hearts responding to the truth of God's Word. We praise the Lord for these precious souls who place their faith in Christ as their Savior. And moments like these remind us why this ministry exists, not only to care for the physical needs of the orphan children, but also to share with them the life-changing message of the gospel. And we rejoice in the words of our Savior, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." And we praise the Lord for what He's doing there in Uganda in this wonderful ministry.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.